Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Membeis, Nazir 42a, pagination is 83, starting from the Mishnah, which is really midway on the page at the beginning of a line. There is a general machlokes that comes up, particularly in the laws of Shabbos, between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, regarding Dovar She'ein Miskavein. If I end up doing something, but I didn't have intent to do it, is that something that's a concern and therefore restricts the behavior that would cause it to happen? Or, it's no big deal. You do it, it's a Dovar She'ein Miskavein, there was no intent, and it should be permitted. We discussed, for example, a person who's carrying a chair, and the chair sometimes hits the ground and creates a furrow, a place that a seed would be able to be planted. The soil is receptive, you've plowed it, but it's really unintentional. And the general approach in such a case is that we follow Reb Shimon, who says, Dover she'ein miskavein, it was without intent, and it's permitted, and don't worry about it. We did do a contrast over there in the laws of Shabbos, and explained that if a person was carrying a heavy bench, and the bench is definitely going to scrape the ground and create a furrow, so then one of the 39 prohibited acts on Shabbos is Choresh, making the furrow. And over here, he's for sure going to make the furrow. And that's an expression, not of Dover She'ein Miskavein Mutter, I didn't intend it, so it's permitted, but rather it's an example of Psik Reshei Veloyamos, do you think you're going to do this thing and the malacha isn't going to happen? It's quite obvious going to happen. And therefore, such a behavior would be restricted. And to move this heavy bench, you would have to enlist the help of another person so that you can move it without scraping the ground. Our Gemara applies the discussion of Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda of Dover She'ein Miskavein, I didn't have intent for it, to the topic of Nazir, regarding the restriction of not cutting his hair. The Mishnah says, Nazir, a person who is a Nazir, Chofef, he is allowed to shampoo his hair, or Mefasfes, he's allowed to separate his hair, organize it, if it's knotty perhaps, Avalos Sorik, but he's not allowed to comb or brush it. So the Gemara wonders, Chofef a Mefasfes, you're permitting shampooing. Mani, who is that opinion? Reb Shimoni, must be you following Reb Shimon, the Omer Dover She'ei Miskavein Mutter. He says that since there's no intent, it's permitted. And over here also, there's no intent to detach here. In the process of shampooing, some of the looser hairs might come out, and you have detached hair, but it wasn't intentional at all, and that's why it was permitted. The assumption of our Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would have been prohibited, because you're detaching hair. What's the difference if it was your intent or not? You're a Nazir. You're restricted in detaching hair. So it's Reb Shimon who permits such things. The Mishnah, though, stated, Avalos Sorek, but you're not allowed to comb or brush it because some hairs will be pulled out. Asa'an l'Rabbanon, that seems to be following the more strict opinion, the opinion we commonly quote from Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Dover She'ei Miskavein is forbidden, even though it wasn't your intent, but the fact is you did the malacha. Reisha Reb Shimon v'Seifa Rabbanon. The beginning of the Mishnah that we're quoting regarding Nazir, shampooing is permitted according to Reb Shimon, and then you're ending the same Mishnah following a different opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to comb or brush, and it does not seem to be a proper Mishnah. It's contradictory. Whose opinion are you following? The Gemara's answer has enormous ramifications. Amar Rabba Kula Reb Shimon Hi. Rabba explained, the entire Mishnah follows Reb Shimon's opinion, which is the more lenient opinion. Nevertheless, the combing or brushing described here is going to be prohibited, because kol hasorek lahaser nimin medul dalos miskaving. When a person combs or brushes, he has intent not just to organize the hair, but if there's some stray hairs that are not getting organized and neatened, then the brushing or combing process actually facilitates their removal. And therefore, the removal of these hairs cannot be referred to as a davar she'ein miskaven, something that he had no intent for. On the contrary, it's nichalei, it's something that he wants and he is intending as part of the brushing process. And therefore, by a nazir, even though shampooing would be permitted for the nazir, but combing or brushing would be prohibited. I mentioned that this has significant ramifications because this is really the topic of combing or brushing one's hair on Shabbos. On Shabbos as well, we're not allowed to detach something from the living organism, so you would not be allowed to get a haircut or pull hairs from the body. Therefore, one would ask, am I allowed to comb or brush the hair? And at first glance, one might think, like the Gemara initially thinks over here, that it would be permitted because my intent is not to remove hairs, my intent is to organize what's there. And it's only a byproduct, totally unintended, that removes the hair. And according to Reb Shimon, one would think it would be permitted. The reality is, as the Gemara concludes, that one's intent when brushing or combing is actually that the stray hairs that aren't getting organized should actually be pulled out. And therefore, those hairs that are very loosely attached to the body but still alive are getting pulled out during the brushing or combing process. And therefore, standard brushing or combing is prohibited on Shabbos. There are those who discuss the possibility of a soft brush, like an infant or baby brush or a doll brush. If we have soft bristles and the fact that it's a different brush than the one that was used during the week, if it's perhaps permitted to use that to neaten the hair on Shabbos. But again, the awareness and the critical factor is going to be, is there a concern of pulling out live hair? And particularly, if that's the function of what you're doing, then it's actually intentional and would be a Shabbos violation that we have to avoid. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.